1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Henry.
Welcome to the Phil Henry Show, part 11 today in our 18-part series, Educating Young Minds. We wanted to get on student leaders and teachers to talk today a little bit about the new Harry Potter film and its effect on young people. It is certainly a phenomenon that is just the rage across the country. It opens nationwide, I believe, November the 16th. Am I right about that, Janice? Or is it... where's Chris? Huh? My screener is not here. The show has started and my screener is not here. The show has begun. Hold on for a minute. Stop the presses. Stop, Ms. Dooley. Can you hold on with me? She's not. Bobby, you there?
Yes.
Just hold on for a minute, okay? The show has, and you've paged him? The network show on close to 100 radio stations nationwide. We've hit the air. We're ready to go, ready to rock and roll. I was just looking at Matthew Chance there in Kabul. He's showing all the dead soldiers. He's ready. He took a cab into the center part of town. My producer is at her position. My engineer is at his. And my screener is downstairs having a cigarette. And how many days into the job is he? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, what? The show started. No, no, next hour we'll start the show. He says to me, right now. Right now? It's 7 minutes after 4 o'clock. Because he's downstairs having a smoke with one of the secretaries. You were in the office. Were you on that old splashers.com again? Is that what you were doing? Were you on Kinky? Yeah, I just like it. Chris Pelton was on kinkyolderwomen.com yet again. If I can't get him off of that website... Take two. And welcome to the Phil Henry Show. Today is part 11 in our 18-part series, Educating Young Minds. We want to get on student leaders and teachers to talk a little bit about the new Harry Potter film. We have on Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. And Bobby, a good afternoon again to you.
Good afternoon, Phil.
The Harry Potter movie we wanted to talk about. You are the president of the Parent Teachers Association at Western Estates. We want to talk about the phenomenon of this film and the books. And I know it's not out yet. The movie is released nationwide on the 16th, right?
You know, Phil, I don't know. Steve and I, my husband and I, were just having a kind of a laugh. We were enjoying our day. We knew that we were going to be on your program. And I was reminded of something that I read in Dear Abby. And it goes something like this. There are leaders and there are followers. And in a lot of ways, Phil, I guess Steve and I are leaders. And we just think...
Kind of funny.
It really is funny. That the Harry Potter thing is very predictable, I guess.
We laugh a lot about it.
I'm sorry, Steve. And is that your husband, Steve, right?
Yes.
What did he say?
Steve is basically saying that we laugh for hours when we see the print ads. And
what, you're laughing for hours about what?
Well, we just think it's really funny to see all of these parents getting excited about this stupid movie. The whole J.K. Rowling raking in the money.
What's stupid about it?
It's very predictable. It's something that parents do. They very predictably get their kids in the car, and they run off to see Harry Potter, or they run off to see, Barney the Dinosaur, or they run off to see Coyote Ugly or whatever. It's really, really predictable, and I guess in a lot of ways, and I don't want to speak for my husband, we feel blessed, Phil. We feel fortunate that Steve and I, we're really more of the leader type than we are the follower type.
And then that means, so you disdain this film?
I don't know. I just think it's really funny, and just the predictability of these parents running off and taking their kids to see the movie. I mean, fortunately, we're not going to get swept up in it.
All right, so you're not going to take your kids to see it?
Oh, no, we're not going to get swept up in the hysteria, no.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization, the president, about the Harry Potter movie. You say it is a hysteria that parents are getting swept up in.
Well, I wouldn't even give it that much credence, Phil. I think it's just a silly fad. And I suppose you're having Steve and I on, and maybe we're not the best people to talk about it because we do tend to be more independent in the way we think. We don't let our children run our home. we don't do everything our children say to do, and we certainly don't do everything that J.K. Rowling or whoever publishes her ridiculous books.
Why do you have such disdain?
It's not disdain. It's just that I'm sure she's a great writer. It's probably an interesting movie. I don't know. We just don't follow the crowd. I'll give you an example, Phil. For our family, at Halloween, we had some kid come to our door dressed as this Harry Potter caricature. And I have to tell you, I laughed until I almost peed my pants at how absolutely predictable.
All right, well, the graphic description.
Oh, really? It was very funny.
It was very funny at how predictable and sucked in by the Harry Potter hoopla a lot of the parents do, that this woman would dress her kid as Harry Potter.
And all right, well, but let me jump in here.
Steve and I don't Potter mania. We don't let that penetrate us. Nothing is crappy as a little boy who thinks he's Elizabeth Montgomery in Bewitched.
No penetration.
We just don't let it penetrate us.
But you wait a minute. You dressed your kid at Halloween as Osama bin Laden.
What is your point?
Osama bin Laden. That wasn't predictable?
That was very hip.
That's hip.
That is hip. That's now. That's not tomorrow. I'll give you an example, Phil.
Well, hold on for a minute. I want to give who you are and our phone number, 1-800-449-8686. Janice Greeley is your friend, right?
Yes.
All right. Bobby and Steve Dooley, they think the Harry Potter hoopla, they're not getting sucked in by it. Go ahead with your example.
Phil, I was going to say, Janice and Ray Greeley called, and they were putting together a group of kids. They were going to take them to see the Harry Potter movie at the Westlake Man 8. And they were going to take about 7 or 8 kids. And I said to Janice, she called the house, and I thought I was going to faint. She calls up, and she says, can we take your 3 boys to go with the other group of kids to see this?
Right.
Well, I thought I was going to faint.
I
said to her, first of all, I said, Janice, I can't believe you're a friend of mine, and you are so predictable, and you're such a puppet to get sucked in by this hoopla. And, of course, I slammed the phone down. And
you hung up on this woman who was offering to take your sons to see Harry Potter with the other kids.
Well, Steve asked me who it was. Okay.
This Janice Greeley.
I told him the story, yes. And we must have laughed for a half of an hour because we realized that in many ways we were alone. And how refreshing and good it felt to be original and not to be going along with the crowd. And can I tell a story here, Steve?
What do you want to tell, babe?
Phil, I want to tell something personal, can I?
Go ahead.
Right after I slammed the phone down on Janice and I said, of course we're not going to let our boys go to see Harry Potter and be predictable puppets like you and your husband, I looked at Steve, he looked at me, and suddenly we felt so bonded that we spent a half hour laughing, and then we made love. And
you made love.
I'm telling you, Phil, we made love like we were the only two people left in the world who weren't sucked in by the hoopla. And in many ways,
we really were.
We really were the only two people left in the world. Sometimes for fun, Steve.
Okay. This is. I wanted to talk. So I take it you don't find any value in these movies.
We don't know if there's any value or not, Phil. We're just saying stupid.
We don't know if there's any value. We just think it's, Phil, sometimes for fun, Steve and I will drive down to the Cineplex and we'll get some ice cream over at the Creamery.
All right.
And then what we love to do is park the car and watch all the idiots line up for the latest stupid movie that we're supposed to take our kids to, and we laugh and laugh until literally we urinate. And I just...
Are you trying to be shocking?
No, I'm very
serious.
We laugh at all of the parents dropping off their kids. Last week we sat and we watched idiot after idiot drop their kid off for Monster.com.
And the Monster.inc.
Monster.inc. I mean, if you know about it. I whispered to Steve that Janice Greeley is totally trying to be mom of the friggin' year. And, well, good luck, Janice. You're a lamb. You're a follower. That's really...
Why do you disdain these parents who wanted to do something nice?
It's a good question, Phil. It really is. I don't disdain them. I thank God that we're original thinkers. And I guess that's what made me the president of the PTO. And in many ways, I think that's what made me the president of our homeowners association. And
all right. We really haven't gotten into evaluating Harry Potter, but I guess you don't like the movie.
No, my husband and I don't. And, well, we don't know.
Yeah,
well,
all right, so this isn't about whether you like the movie or not. It's just that you refuse to see the movie.
Because we don't want to be followers.
Because you don't want to be followers.
And because we're not.
We're not. We're leaders more. Dear Abby said that there are leaders and there are followers.
We saw that in a Dear Abby column. And
yeah, that there are leaders and followers, and you guys are leaders.
That's correct, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me get to a phone call here. We'll take a break in a few minutes. Bobby and Steve Dooley about the Harry Potter movie, part 11 in our 18-part series, Educating the Young Mind. You guys just absolutely refuse to take your kids to it because you don't want to be, you know, one of the flock.
Yeah, we always bleat like a lamb to each other just to remind ourselves.
Let me go to Cynthia on the Phil Henry Show. Cynthia, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Mm-hmm.
August of last year,
mm-hmm.
when I saw
mm-hmm.
all these children across the world
mm-hmm.
reading for once,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it was so amazing to me that these mm-hmm. children are up till midnight to read this book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I go out and I buy, well, I don't buy. Actually, I borrowed all the books. I'm in
mm-hmm.
the military, and I've read them. And once I've... No.
Okay, hold on for a minute. I don't want any mocking.
It's just sheep-like, that's all, Cynthia.
You know what?
It's sheep-like, you know.
Well, it must be
okay,
sheep-like
have your husband,
for you to be
Cynthia,
so insulting.
Cynthia, hold on. Have your husband stop bleeding like a sheep.
Don't do that, Steve.
Go ahead, Cynthia.
Okay, anyway, I decided I would read the books, not
mm-hmm.
to be like all these other people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what it is that's causing these children to read.
That's it, Cynthia. That is the beginning of the sickness. Ooh, I'm so curious. Why can't I be in on it? Why can't I be like everyone else? You see, you
I'm not trying to be like everyone else. As a matter of fact, I'm probably
mm-hmm.
one of the worst soldiers you ever meet because
mm-hmm.
I'm not
mm-hmm.
like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time conforming.
You're a soldier?
I am a soldier. I'm a medic.
I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand?
So you're a medic?
Yes, I'm a medic.
In
but
the
it has
Army?
Nothing to do with Harry Potter.
In the United States Army?
Yes, I am. And your children dress up like Osama bin Laden, and you're American?
Now, that's original. You see,
no.
that was an
Did
original.
You sing,
Everybody
you
was dressing up like him.
And put your hand across
mm-hmm.
your heart to America?
If I hear your husband do the sheep thing one more time, I'm hanging up, okay?
Steve, don't do that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I wish you would. Because you're neglecting to give your children something that's actually very rich.
Cynthia, I want to say something,
there are morals
okay?
in these books.
Whatever, okay? We go our own way. We forge
that,
our own
like
path.
Charles Manson?
No, I didn't say I killed anybody. My boys are fulfilled. And Cynthia, do you
and
know
how
they,
are they fulfilled?
There's a child's nursery rhyme. As long as you like children's books.
No,
bad, bad
you
black
have, you
sheep.
Read these books?
Have you any wool? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have
three
you read
bag
these books?
Have I read those books?
Yeah, I don't care about what I do for a living. Have you read these books?
We follow our own way. We read what we want to read.
We read. We want to read.
Well,
what
okay. What have you guys read lately?
We have read the George Bush biography.
We read the George Bush biography.
That's fabulous.
Have you finished it?
We haven't finished it yet.
Well, when did you start it?
When he was elected.
When he was elected? A
I've
year?
I've read all these books within 6 months.
Have you any wool? But yes, sir, yes, sir. Three bags full.
I've read
sorry,
the entire...
I'm not used to talking
no,
to
Cynthia,
people.
I've read the entire Danielle Steele series.
Ooh, and Danielle Steele.
Oh,
so
now you're...
With your husband
oh,
right
I see. So now you're putting me down.
No.
You know, when Steve and I realized that we were unique, we made love. We made love for an hour.
When you realized you were unique?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. I thought we were supposed to be talking about Harry Potter.
But when we realized how unique we made love. Solid.
That's
great.
That's really great.
That's really interesting. So what, okay?
Do we have other callers? Are these the people that actually call in?
No, I felt as if I was a virgin at the prison rodeo. I mean, that was how unique it was, that experience. And it was born, Cynthia, of the realization that Steve and I were unique people.
Well, I'm glad you're unique, but what I have a question is...
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Three
sacks full.
Are there children and family members listening to this right now because they want to hear about Harry Potter or your uniqueness?
Or your uniqueness. That's a very, very good point, Cynthia. I got to take a break. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about how they're not going to read Harry Potter, they're not going to let their kids read Harry Potter, and they're not going to let their kids see Harry Potter. Not because it's a bad movie, but because they're unique, they're not followers, they're not sheep. And if I hear that husband go, bah, one more time. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Steve, you are really cracking me up.
All right, we're back, Bobby.
I'm sorry, Phil. Steve was just making me laugh. It's so predictable, a lot of the people that are calling your show and saying that they love Harry Potter and the children read it. All I'm trying to say, I'm not saying they're bad people, Phil.
Well, that's what it sounds like you're saying. I mean, these two people who invited your three boys to see the Harry Potter movie.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just celebrating how original I am and how different I am. Steve and I live in a 6,000-square-foot beautiful home. Now, I'm not saying because we have money we're different, but we go our own way. We did some different things. For instance, at Christmas, we decided to put up blue and white Hanukkah lights, even though we're not Jewish. And that was our Christmas light. And people said, oh, are you Jewish? And we would say, how dare you? We're Christian. And they go, well, you put up blue and white lights. And we said, why don't you think originally? Can't Christians put those up? Can you imagine someone coming to the door and saying, oh, are you Jewish? And I said, how dare you?
Imagine the balls in the paper to do that.
Well, that's the assumption they make if you got up blue and white lights. Are you putting them up again?
No, you got them up right now.
Yes, we do. And if anyone says, and if one more person comes to our door and says, oh, I'm sorry, he's Jewish, I can have them put out of the community. I can have security remove them and put them past the gates.
Good Lord, Bobby, that doesn't sound unique. That sounds stuck up.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Let me go over to Bill on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, how you doing? You know, mm-hmm. I guess I'm one of the idiots that you're going to mm-hmm. be urinating in your pants about.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you don't sound unique. You sound like a couple of high school freshmen making fun of the smaller children going to see a movie. And you're not unique.
We're not keeping anybody from seeing the movie. We're just enjoying how unique we are.
You're not unique. You're idiotic, little juvenile people.
How is it juvenile?
Doesn't even sound normal in the background area. He's got marbles in his mouth or something.
Let me tell you what.
Six eight six. Let's go over to Jay on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, I'm just kind of confused. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Harry Potter mm-hmm. fan. Mm-hmm. I would never go see the film. The books just do
good
not engage
you.
Me.
Good for
so why
you,
would you
Jay.
Hang up? Why would
good
you hang
you.
Up on your friend because she invited your kids to do something? Likewise, let me just say that I'm a modern. I don't know how originality stems from going and sitting in the parking lot of the theater
Wait,
and eating ice
clear.
Cream and laughing.
Let's
and
be
left.
Clear about something. I was the first mother to dress her children in the Osama bin Laden costume.
Hello.
Let's be very clear.
How do you know? Do you have a documentary file that tells you that that's
because,
true?
No, because I came up with the idea first.
I'd say we peed in our pants. We laughed so hard.
Yeah,
I guess everyone copied you from the town I live in. Somehow.
Well, I don't know. We were the first people to.
Did
you
send
don't
out a
know
flyer?
That. Everybody was talking emailing? About. Yeah, everybody was talking about dressing up as Osama bin Laden.
Yes, everyone was talking about it after Steve and I had brought it up at a homeowners association.
See, where do you live? Mm-hmm. I don't live.
We live in the West. We live in Hollywood. We live in Los Angeles.
Okay, see, I don't live in Hollywood. I live in Park City,
well,
Utah.
Well, I do. All original ideas come from L.A. and then head east.
Yeah.
Hello.
Right.
You know what?
Come
you
out
guys,
L.A. head east.
You guys need
Jesus.
To get a grip on yourselves. You're not that original. You know, you're just a couple of schmucks that sit and eat ice cream and laugh at other people. Why don't you do something creative and exciting for yourselves instead of laughing?
I have to tell you something. I don't laugh. Laughter is not something that is automatic. Laughter comes when I.
But laughter comes from ridicule, and laughter comes from joy. You guys are ridiculing.
When I heard that Janice was going to take the kids over to see Harry Potter, I literally laughed until I leaked. Now you know how hard that is.
Do we have to keep hearing about the two of you urinating in your pants?
I know. I'm not a fan of Harry Potter just because
it
the books don't
point.
Engage me. But aren't you just glad that
pants.
Any kid in the world is reading instead of watching TV?
I peed my pants.
Are you?
Sure
is your husband retarded or something?
How dare you?
Well, I mean, he sounds like it in the back. All right, Jay, thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley with more on the Phil Hendry Show and the whole Harry Potter thing.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is
Thanks,
back.
Phil.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with me is Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization, who think that parents who will take their kids to see the Harry Potter film are laughable, and you literally say that you park your car and watch, quote, all the idiots taking their kids into movies.
No, we don't mean to be cruel.
I would say it sounds very cruel saying we get some Haagen-Dazs, we sit and we laugh until we urinate, watching the idiots taking their kids in to see Monsters Incorporated or the Harry Potter movie. And then you went on to say that you and Steve made love thinking you were the only two people in the world. This is arrogance.
No, it is not arrogance.
Well, what do you read?
Wait a minute, what?
What did you say?
What do you guys read? What do you value as literature?
So we love the... First of all, we don't have a lot of time for that. We're on the go. We are on the go, moving all the time. We camp, we fish, we hunt, we snorkel.
No, but what do you guys... So you don't read at all?
So I'm going to tell you something. The people that read Harry Potter are the ones that make us laugh. We've got nothing against reading. But what does it tell you about people when Steve has to put plastic bags on the seats so we don't soak our own car seats?
We're laughing so hard I have to put a plastic bag on my bucket seat.
What does that tell you?
That tells me there's something wrong with you, not the people reading the books.
That doesn't tell... I'll tell you what I read. I loved Anne Heche's book, Call Me Crazy. It was an absolute hoot.
I'm going to finish that. I haven't finished it.
Oh, Anne Heche's book. The book about her going nuts? The book about her being molested?
I don't remember that. I just remember that whole part about her crawling around on her hands and knees. I thought it was just a riot. I love that. The boys read Hardy Boys. I don't know what you want from me.
You want us to sit around and read a book?
Who am I talking to here? One or two people?
Phil, I will not be spoken to that way.
But who am I talking to? Am I talking to one person or two people?
I will not be talk about that way.
You'll have to speak with some respect.
I'm speaking with respect. Am I speaking to you or your husband?
Steve Mohan. You're speaking with me.
And you thought Anne Heche's book about being molested as a child was a hoot.
That book was not about that. It was about all of the wacky stuff that she did as a kid.
All the wacky stuff that almost put her into a nut house. 1-800-449-8686. Laura on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Laura.
Yes, Laura.
I'm calling this stuff because it's so condescending.
I'm listening to you.
He's being respectful to you. And
I'm listening.
You're being condescending.
No,
let me tell you.
Let somebody else speak for a minute.
I'm
here for you.
When you can get a child, I grew up, and one of the biggest things that I wanted to impart to my kid is the joy of reading. Reading is primary to all learning. And if you can get a kid to sit there and read those thick books, mine is 8 years old, and she loves to read books.
This is the multimedia age. Books are out.
You know what? My
11-year-old
loves to read. I like the books.
The wonderful DVDs.
You know what?
Have you seen the DVDs? They are wonderful.
You know, you're talking about Anne Heche's book. You must be from the same planet she thinks you think she's from.
What?
You must think you're from the same planet and speaking the same language.
Did you read Anne's book? That little.
Well, you talk about reading.
The made up.
You talk about reading Daniel Steele. Daniel Steele is the most commercial crap that's out there.
It is profound. Daniel Steele
is commercial.
What?
It's commercial.
I love it. I think
all
it's wonderful.
All the books are the same.
Some of
all
the best comedy.
All the books are the same.
I'll tell you, if you read Anne Heche's book, you will laugh until you urinate.
I wouldn't even want to read her book.
Oh man, here we go with urinating again.
I don't care a flip about her.
I am telling you.
But let me tell you something. I don't see where you get off putting other people down.
By the way, the two children that are laughing at me in the background, would you have them stop doing that, please?
Excuse me. Don't tell me what to do with my kids.
I will not have children laugh at me.
You can do the way with your kids, but don't tell me what to do with mine.
My kids laugh at my wife.
And that comes bottom line.
Well, wait a minute. Let children laugh at me.
And this is the first time I've called a talk radio show, and I was sitting there at soccer practice, and I was incensed listening to you.
I was
very upset with this show for putting you on and giving you airtime.
Well, I'm.
No. Don't talk to the host. Talk directly to me. First of all, your children.
I've been talking to you.
The
you know what? You don't want to talk to anybody. Only thing you want to do is make just because you all you're saying to people
well,
is that
out.
No, listen,
spit
listen,
out.
No, be quiet and listen.
God, spit it
only
out.
Thing you're saying
God, spit it
is
out.
If my opinion if what I, my opinion is should go for everybody else, and if you, my, your opinion is not mine, then you're wrong. That's exactly what you're telling people.
Actually, Laura, I'm not. What I'm saying
yes,
is this. What I'm saying,
uh-huh.
you can take your children to see. You see, listen to the brats laughing at me.
Wait a minute. Don't be calling that woman's children brats, okay?
That's not
and,
right.
I demand that you tell them to stop laughing at the lady on the radio.
You can demand all you want. You're not my mama.
You know, you sound just like Anne Hage can't get a word out.
No. You know,
I can hear those brats.
All right, what was the point that you wanted?
You sound just like Anne Hage. You can't get a word out.
God. You know?
All right, look.
I just can't believe there are people in the world like you.
Wait a second. I said you can take your child to any movie.
Thank God you don't live in my neighborhood.
You can take your child to any movie that you want to take your child to. But is it wrong for me to instinctively and without intellectual precondition laugh so hard that I squirt out?
Okay, can we stop?
That's ridiculous. You know, you got kids, and you don't tell me to tell my kids to be quiet, and you're talking like that.
Absolutely. I'd rather hear the kids laugh than that. And, Steve, if you're putting plastic on your bucket seats, what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a BMW.
A BMW, and you've had to put plastic on the seats because your wife is peeing on them?
We were laughing so hard at people taking the Potter movie.
We were laughing so hard.
I heard him.
You know, I think they're doing this more for shock effect than anything.
A shock effect?
Yeah,
the fact
shock
that
effect.
Our parent-teacher organization is the only parent-teacher organization on the West Coast
to have
the courage to say the Harry Potter movies are pedestrian, the Harry Potter books are pedestrian, and our children will not go see them.
Well,
and
thank
if
God
I feel
I
unique,
in your neighborhood.
And thank you for getting your children to shut up. I appreciate that.
Hey, I didn't tell them a word.
You must have, because they're not laughing anymore.
No, I didn't tell them a word. They're reading the book in the back. Thank you very much.
You know, when I pee.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. We'll move on to Catherine on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I just wanted to say, I think there's a lot of words that could describe you, but original, I just don't see it. Plenty of people have been wetting their pants. Plenty of people have been making love for years.
Name one.
I don't see originality.
Making love?
Making love? I don't want to give away anyone's business over the radio. I mean, that's great. You don't want your kids to see it, but you know what? I think it's going to backfire on you, because the minute they let go, they're going to go after every trend and every fad.
That's right. Kids that are.
Excuse me. I will not have anyone tell me what my boys will do. My three boys are very, very special. They're very intelligent. They're unique.
I'm not saying that they're not, but we all have those kids on the block.
You know, Catherine, you said
something. Actually, they were the weirdos on the block.
You said
you want to hold them. You want to hold them on that leash so long. The minute you give them a little freedom, they're going to run. They're going to run far.
All of the kids want to have sleepovers in our house.
Harry Potter.
What?
Why don't you even let them allow them? See it and let them make an intelligent decision whether or not they like it. Why do you have to shelter them?
Catherine, this is Steve Dooley. I'll ask you a question. You say you know people who pee. You say you know people who make love, right?
I'm saying that's not so original.
Okay, but do you know people who pee while they make love? No.
Maybe I do.
Give me the phone, Steve. You do?
Yeah,
well, that's not that original.
That night, Steve took me after we left.
Let's get back to the point. You want to talk about how original you are. Tell me something original. There's nothing original about Osama bin Laden.
All right, I'll tell you something original.
If you really think Osama is original at Halloween, you need a reality check.
Let me tell you something original. We took our boys to see something really original. We went to California Adventure, which is the brand-new park near Disneyland.
Big deal.
What?
Okay.
Big deal. I took my kids over there.
Has Catherine?
She lives in Philadelphia. How could she take her kids to it?
What about the parent that can't afford that?
What?
What about the parent that can't afford that? I think you need to go after more things like sheep and lambs are chasing after all these beauty magazines. Why would you be so concerned about Harry Potter? I think these people, the so-called sheep, they're done. They've been there, done that with Harry Potter, and you're going to be stressing out over it. Your kid will get to look or read Harry Potter, whether you know it or not.
My mind is closed to you. My ears are closed to you. I'm just thinking good, pure thoughts.
I'm not listening to your negativity. That's not very original.
Hey,
original people, I thought, were more open-minded.
Are you aware of the fact that Kabul fell?
No kidding. It was only in the news. It was all over the news last night.
Well,
and
I wasn't aware.
Who did that, Harry Potter?
Yeah, I bet you think Harry Potter did that.
Okay, look, this is a silly conversation that we're having about silly stuff, and if I got to hear about you guys laughing so hard you peed your pants.
You know what she needs are coupons. I think most of your listeners need coupons and scissors. And I think that will go a long way toward helping their lives.
I got to hang up on this woman. I think we may need to restart the show. Anyway, Harry Potter opens on Saturday, November the 16th. It's going to be a fantastic movie, and I think...
La, 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 la.
Yeah, okay. Phil Hendry Show. Today, by the way, the voice of Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley performed by me, Phil Hendry, and all the callers were real people thinking that they were talking to real people. In fact, I went to a voice lesson. I take voice lessons, and it's something you got to do when you use your voice for a living. You have to do that. You have to do exercises and stuff. And so I go and I take my voice lessons. But one of the people that works down at the record company that I go to said to me today, Mr. Hendry, you know, I like your show. I said, thank you very much. They said, you know, my friend works with Nine Inch Nails. And I said, as a framing carpenter? I'm just joking. I know who he was talking about. I guess he works sound, or maybe he's in the band. I don't know who. But anyway, Nine Inch Nails was playing a Midwest show recently, and they were late getting on stage because they were in the tour bus listening to our show. So if you were at a Nine Inch Nails concert recently somewhere in the Midwest and they were late getting on stage, they were sitting on their ass in the tour bus listening to us. So can you dig that? I was the opening act for Nine Inch Nails and you didn't even know it. So anyway, it was very nice talking to that individual today, and please pass my best on to the guys as if they would ever really admit in public that they listened to the show. But anyway, it was nice. And there was another group they mentioned that are fans of the show, Tool. Those cats listen to our show, and I don't know. I know we had Mark McGrath in here from Sugar Ray, and somebody said to me that the drummer from No Doubt and the guy that cleans the sewage pump out down here at the Carnegie Deli likes the show. So there's a lot of, we got some stars, we got some big names plugging in. Actually, I was at a thing with my wife. We were doing what the hell were we doing? It was an auction. It was a charity auction, and in the audience was the guy from the old Carol Burnett show, Lyle Waggoner. You know that cat? He came up to me after the thing. I got to tell you, your show is a freaking scream. It was Lyle Waggoner, the cat from that TV show. And then Captain Kangaroo came up, just a crowd of people. Anyway, I don't know. I brought that up because it was kind of a thrill, and when I mentioned it to my young 20-something staff, they were rubbing themselves up and down on the door jamb here, just going, you got to be putting me on. You got to be putting me on. 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. Well, you heard the news. You got the news. The Taliban is on the run, baby. On the run, but not forgotten. I'm sure those guys will rear their ugly heads. I saw a thing. It was a film clip, it was a little video clip of the Taliban. Now, they've split out of Kabul, and they're going down to Kandahar, which is a Taliban town. And this was, like, unbelievable. They're pulling up to some palatial spread with a couple of limousines. Now, you've seen limousines pull up before, and you've seen people get out of them. Have you ever seen a woman in a bag get out of one? Well, there were three of women in sacks getting out of these things. And then the Sheikh Mullah and all of his, a core of assholes, they were getting out. And so they're all ensconced down there, and they had a spa, and they have room service. They have use of the tennis courts. They're living large. They're at some spa in Kandahar. And they're just down there. Now, here's the question that I had was very simply this. I think that I'm right about this, too. Now that these guys are all kind of more centrally located down there, how tough is it going to be for our guys to go in and just grease them like boom, boom, boom while they're sitting down to a stuffed pig? Yeah, just one nice daisy cutter and the whole, it's done. And here's the other, so you got to figure, now I heard where they said that there's some special operations guy and they're in the south of Afghanistan and they're doing their thing, and maybe that's part of it. But it would seem like no problem because the whole country has shrunk on them now. They're out of the north. I'm sure there's a lot of gorillas and stuff still up in the mountains, and it's going to get pretty ugly. In fact, I don't doubt at all it's going to get ugly in the next 6 months with these guys coming down to the mountains, you know, with their mules, and they're looking for water. They're going to be coming down out of the hills, man. They ain't found no silver up there either. But these guys, these mullah dudes, they're going to be down there in Kandahar, living large, you know, eating grapes, peeling grapes with the women in the sack next to them. This was the funniest thing you ever saw. This limo pulls up, just, right? A dude gets out with a Kalashnikov rifle kind of slung over the back with the tablecloth on his head. And then out comes three women in bags, and then comes the sheikh. And he's just like, yeah! Wow! You all right? I'm all right, man. We just got out with our asses. Who's got the scotch? Huh? Let's go, Eddie. Let's go. Come on. You know, they go inside. We just got out of there with our rear ends.
Was it hot?
Was it hot? These Northern Alliance guys, they're freaking... Did you see the thing on CNN? Man, they took some of those Kabul, or those Taliban guys, and gutted them in a park. I mean, just filleted these guys and left them out in the park. And they were Pakistani Taliban guys. There's some kind of a hard-on, pardon my language, that many of the Afghans have for the Pakistanis. You guys in Pakistan, they're going to volunteer for the jihad? You may want to rethink that one. You ain't too popular over there now. But I couldn't believe it. I see this limo pull up. Three women in burqas get out, one in blue, the other in red. Very stylish burqas, blue, red, and pink. There you go. Would you like it in pink? I don't know. I'm looking for the something and maybe a lime green. All right. They get out, and this mullah gets out of the car as if he's just made the plane at Kennedy. He's just, wow. But I got to tell you, that was hot, man. Well, what did they do? What did they do? They came into town. We had to get our ass out of there. Where's Bin Laden? I don't know where he is. I could care less where he is. Bin Laden's got to be popular right now, right? Just as popular as can be. Thank you very much, Osama. Thank you. Well, I mean, yeah, you didn't know, did you? No. Yeah, thanks. You know, 6 months ago, we had it all going on. We had the country. We had the opium trade. We had a heroin thing. And now look at me. I got three women in a bag and a car, man. I'm on the run here. What the hell happened with you? You had to blow up the world trade. Well, that would seem like a good idea. Seemed like a good idea. I got no country. So that's what's going on there. And, then that Matthew Chance, that guy for CNN, this guy has got brass castanets. This cat is sitting there. I'm Matthew Chance, CNN News. We went into the center of Kabul to the Intercontinental Hotel. There's a hotel in Kabul, the Intercontinental. It may be a crap can. It may be as run down, man, as a junkyard. But they got an Intercontinental Hotel in downtown Kabul. And they got a fitness room. And they've got continental breakfast, too. So he's rolling into town in a cab. And there's still gunfights going on. Have you seen this guy reporting from Afghanistan? He's that young British guy, and he always looks really bugged with the anchors because it's like, I'm over here, you're there. Quit bugging me with your questions, okay? Hi, I'm Paul Azan. Matthew, what's it look like? Yeah, anyway, look at Paula. Bug off. Let me just, I'll take it from here, okay? He's driving into town. He's looking over all the dead bodies. Boy, and Geraldo Rivera, he can't wait to get his nose into that, huh? He just can't wait, man. By the time you get over there, Geraldo, it's going to be, they're going to have, the whole thing's going to be Disneyland, man. Forget it. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.